Worship leader, singer, songwriter Brooke Nichols coming to Orillia May 17th for the Glory to God, a night of worship tour at Emmanuel Baptist. Let's catch up with Brooke. She's with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brooke, last time we talked, your family was a little smaller. Catch us up with what's been happening with you guys.
Yeah, I had a baby since the last time we chatted. She is 6 months old almost.
Oh my goodness.
And she's already a little road baby.
Well, that's so true. Now you've been a road warrior for the last little bit. We'll talk about that in a sec, but how are you handling that with a little one plus another little one?
Yeah, Shiloh's 3 and yeah, Emerald's 6 months, and it's been good. It's been, you know, the Lord has given, He's given my husband and I a lot of grace. And this is going to sound crazy, but like just supernatural strength, because before I had the baby, I thought, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this anymore. This is going to be too hard. And lo and behold, like, we're doing it. So,
well, at this point, they're just tiny and they're toddling around, but they may get to be a handful, but you never know. They may be like just part of the road crew, part of everybody, just part of what's going on, and it might just flow to there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I guess that's what you're hoping anyways.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. You know, the cool thing is, my 3-year-old, she gets so excited now. Mommy's going to lead worship, and she thinks, great, a new nursery. She's got new toys, and she's just like, so she loves it. That's kind of a fun stage that we're in right now, to see her light up when we walk into a new church.
Yeah. That's a great attitude. Wow.
Yeah. It's sweet.
All right. Well, you're touring around right now with two big names in Christian music, Paul Baloche and Don Moen. This isn't the first time, right? So now that you're kind of been working together a bit, what are you learning from these guys? They've been around for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm learning that these guys are the real deal. They're kind of like, you know, the grandfathers of worship in my mind. You know, they carry such a mantle, and the songs they've written for the church, you know, every night on this tour, I'm singing God Will Make a Way and give thanks with a grateful heart. And they're simple songs. They've always felt like simple songs to me. And as I'm leading them into rooms of, you know, 1,500 people, 2,000 people, they just hold so much weight. Just this reminder of, like, who God is and what he's capable of. And I'm feeling really encouraged by these guys.
Wow. Yeah, it's so precious to be able to spend time with, they've seen a few things, they've done a few things, written a few songs, carrying that legacy forward, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I feel so blessed by them. They both have daughters my age, and they both have lots of grandkids, and every day they just like, how are the kids doing? How are you feeling, Brooke? Like, they've been so caring towards me as, like, you know, in a daughter way, and I just feeling really blessed.
Oh, man. Well, right now in life, we are playing the song To Him Who Is Able. That's really been encouraging us. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, I mean, it came right out of Ephesians 3, to him who is able to do far more abundantly more than we could ever hope or dream or imagine. I wrote that song. I didn't know that I needed that encouragement myself, you know, and I've just seen God do that in my life over the last 12 months. This is far more than I could do on my own. His power is made perfect in my weakness, and he blows my mind with the things that he can do. And so when I wrote that song, I just hoped that at the time it would be an encouragement to people to lean on Jesus, remember what he can do for you and who he is. And lo and behold, it's been an encouragement to myself.
Wow. Well, for people who are thinking about coming out to the night, May 17th, they may be used to concerts, you know, in that kind of a sense, but this is a worship night. So what can people expect from a night like this?
You know, come expecting God to move. Come expecting God to meet you and to reveal things to you and to show you things that you've been asking for. I'm just reminded that, you know, when we come to a place where we just want to meet with Jesus, like, he doesn't let us down in those moments. He actually does come and meet us. And I just am so excited for what God's going to do across the country through these nights. You know, I'm just a humble worship leader who just, like, loves to worship. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, the church can all come together from whatever church, whatever denomination, can just come and we can just worship together.
And it's a good thing to bring a friend to, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yes. A couple friends.
All right. It's the Glory to God Worship Night, May 17th in Orillia at Emmanuel Baptist Church. Get some tickets it's at 300 Coldwater Road with Brooke Nichols. And she's been our guest. Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, Todd.